Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
It's Biden-Harris.
This is a ticket that can hit the ground running.
President calls VP choice nasty.
She was my number one draft pick.
Two major conferences sack college football.
There are just too many uncertainties to proceed forward.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the first time in American history, a black woman is set to be on a major party ticket in a presidential election. Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, selected California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. She was a rival in the run for the nomination just months ago. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
When you're the front runner, you don't roll the dice. You don't pick an unknown. You don't pick someone who could be picked apart by your opponents discovering all kinds of things in their past.
CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
There was a lot of concern that were a African-American woman not chosen, there was the potential that African-American voters, Latino voters, and younger voters perhaps that want to see such stark diversity and important diversity on the ticket would stay home. Remember, that was a real issue for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, especially in big Midwestern states like Michigan and Wisconsin.
CBS's Steve Futterman has more on Harris, who is a former district attorney and state attorney general.
4 years ago, on election night here in Los Angeles, she hit the national spotlight.
Our new U.S. Senator, Kamala Harris!
Kamala Harris quickly became a forceful voice, especially at Senate hearings.
Attorney General Barr, has the president or anyone at the White House ever asked or suggested that you open an investigation of anyone? Yes or no?
Initially, she was one of the Democrats running for president against Joe Biden, and in a memorable debate...
I do not believe you are a racist.
She went after him.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Now she and Biden will be on the same ticket.
President Trump went on the attack against Harris right away, as we hear from CBS News White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
She was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate.
President Trump says he has not forgotten Senator Harris's questioning of Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his Supreme Court confirmation hearing.
I'm referring to a specific subject, and the specific person I'm referring to is you.
Despite claiming he wanted Biden to pick Harris, President Trump says he's surprised Biden actually did after that heated primary debate.
She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She was very disrespectful to Joe Biden.
Just minutes after Harris's selection was announced, the Trump campaign dropped this attack ad.
Slow Joe and phony Kamala.
But when Kamala Harris was running for California Attorney General, then businessman Donald Trump was a supporter, contributing a total of $6,000 to her campaign coffers in 2011 and 2013.
In primary voting, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar survived a challenge from a well-funded Democratic opponent. Omar is one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress. And in Georgia, businesswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has won a Republican congressional primary. Greene supports the far-right conspiracy theory QAnon. Well, two of the Power Five college football conferences, the Big Ten and Pac-12, will not play this fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. CBS's Mola Lenghi says it's a disappointment for athletes, students, and fans.
Any hope of a regular college football season this fall may have been sacked.
There's too much uncertainty.
Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren says playing at this stage of the pandemic is not worth the risk.
The health, the safety, the wellness, and both physical and mental for our student athletes was going to be at the top of my list.
Longtime Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz on ESPN.
Just disappointing. And it all starts with our players. You think about how hard they've worked.
I think this was inevitable.
Nancy Armour is a sports columnist with USA Today.
I don't think that the Big Ten or the Pac-12 really had a choice given the potential ramifications for athletes' long-term health.
The decision was met with disappointment from some teams and players, many who posted to social media using the hashtag #WeWantToPlay.
In Ocala, Florida, the Marion County Sheriff has ordered staffers and visitors not to wear masks. The mayor vetoed a measure making masks mandatory in local businesses. Just days after New Zealand proclaimed it was a country that was free of the coronavirus, comes a new outbreak. CBS's Vicky Barker.
3 days of lockdown in Auckland as investigators there try to establish just how four members of one family who haven't left the country or had contact with any high-risk populations came to be infected. The latest theory, imported freight. One of the victims works at a cold storage facility owned by the U.S.-based company Americold. Surface testing for the virus reportedly now underway.
Analyzing air samples in a hospital room, researchers have cast doubt on the idea that staying 6 feet away from someone else is adequate protection from the virus.
Infectious virus can spread through the air up to 16 feet away from an infected patient through tiny droplets called aerosols.
This is the smoking gun that everybody's been asking for.
Lindsay Marr studies how viruses travel through the air.
We're talking about virus that is present in very small droplets, tiny ones that we call aerosols, that can travel much farther through the air and remain in the air for minutes to hours at a time.
Dr. John LaPook, CBS News, South Shaftesbury, Vermont.
A woman writes on Facebook she and her two children were removed from a Southwest Airlines flight from Midland, Texas to Houston because her three-year-old son with autism refused to wear a mask. The airline says the mask-wearing policy is mandatory and the family will be refunded the cost of the flight. The singer, guitarist, and actor Trini Lopez has died. Lemon Tree was one of his hits in the 1960s. Frank Sinatra got Lopez signed to his record label after he saw him in a club. The son of Mexican immigrants, Lopez rejected advice that he change his name to help his career. A role in the movie The Dirty Dozen is among his acting credits. He was 83. He died of complications from COVID-19. Early next year, an actress will have a tell-all book out.
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill somebody the way I described it in my book.
In her memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, Sharon Stone says, "I've learned to forgive the unforgivable." The 62-year-old actress writes on everything from her painful childhood in Pennsylvania to such films as the star-making erotic thriller Basic Instinct. She'll also write about her two marriages, her near-fatal stroke in 2001, and her humanitarian work. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Stone is no longer one of the highest-paid performers in Hollywood. The man who tops the latest Forbes list earned an estimated $87.5 million from June of 2019 through this past June. Dwayne Johnson is number one for the second time in a row. Ryan Reynolds is next with $71.5 million. The actresses list is out soon. Scarlett Johansson was tops last year with $56 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.